I call into being the ancient circle that is in all worlds and between all worlds. The place made holy, the place of the meeting of humans and divines. The place between the worlds, the place that is in all worlds. The ancient gathering place, the quartered circle, the cubed sphere. And I remember the ancient tree, rooted at the center of all. The ancient oak that holds the imperishable fire. Whose roots hold the world, whose roots hold the universe. Whose trunk holds up the sky. Whose branches embrace the stars. We gather in circles. We gather in the place that is four square and round. To align ourselves with the ancient tree, that we and the tree together are renewed, that we and the world together are renewed, that we and the universe together are renewed. To the east of this place I call the white wind of the morning. I call Gwalchmai, the hawk of spring, the clear-seeing one. May your wings wrap around us. May your wings stir the breath in us. That we may awaken. And may the stag of Redenvre stand for you on earth. To south of this place, I call the white horse of Rhiannon, Lady of Fire and Light, Mother who carries us home, Mother of sorrows and fire. Teach us the mystery of the white horse. Teach us the mystery of light, the shining whiteness and the thousand colors. To the west, I call the great salmon. Taliesin of the shining brow. Flow into this room. Irrigate us. Bring with you the power of story. Bright story and dark story. Bright waters and stagnant waters flow through us, but all stagnation be swept away, settle within us as the clear pool within which the mystery is seen. To north of this place, I call the Great Bear. I call the Bear lineage. Math, son of Mathonwy, Bear, the one who is the son of the one who is like a bear. Bear protector. Bear teacher, defender of the tree, whose shape is written in stone, whose shape is written in the stars. Contemplate the great tree. Feel its vastness. High in its crown, there is a great eagle. The eagle is sick, its flesh falls off, descending down the tree. To the altar place, where there is a hwch, a sow, who eats of the flesh of the alive and dying eagle. Contemplate for a moment the mystery the dying and living eagle and the devouring mother hulk, the sow. Look into the tangle of the roots of the tree. Where many treasures are to be found. Old manuscripts, crowns and swords, talismans, old mysteries held, awaiting the time of rediscovery. Here is Poilk's sword belt. Here is the bridle of Rhiannon's horse. Here is the Gwibbyrch board, that is the game of kings and sovereignty. Here are the treasures. The trash beyond price that hold the mystery. Follow the roots downwards. Feel the tree rooted in water and fire. Feel the tree rooted in the blood and bone and breath of those who have gone before. Croeso I Cymru, welcome to the brotherhood, the sisterhood. Those who have stood in the centre point, in the place of the tree. Who stand as the living chalice, as the living stone, as the living tree. Stand now with them. Be the tree, be the living stone, be the light-filled chalice in your human form. Be the living grail, be the dying eagle and the devouring sow. Be the dying stag in the midst of the glade. Feel the meeting of Poilk and Arawn. Feel the marriage of the opposites within your living body. Be the tree. be the life within the tree. Entering into the mystery of life and death. Of the continual shaping and reshaping finding at the heart of the tree the mystery of the acorn, the single nut, that is nut and cup from which the universe grows. Finding the star within the nut, feeling your form unraveling. Becoming like the nut, a singularity, a point of light, of fire, of love. Feeling the meeting point. The bardic mysteries, Boich and Arawn, Rhiannon and Pryderi, Bran and Branwen, Nissen ever Nissen. Matholwch and Manawathan, Gwydion and Gilfaethwy, Math and Gawain, Taliesin and the Mavithin, the bright mother and the dark, and the son of a thousand shapes. Beloved is Ceridwen, mother of us all. Blessed be her coming and her going. May we remain ever vigilant for her presence. Beloved is Ceridwen, mother of us all. Blessed be her coming and her going. May we remain ever vigilant for her presence. Beloved is Ceridwen, mother of us all. Blessed be her coming and her going. May we remain ever vigilant for her presence. Feel the singularity point. Feel the presence of the ancient ones. Blodaiwedd and Arianrhod. Gronw and Clai. The bright sun and the dark man, the lady of flowers and the lady of the night. The old magician and the young. The north and the south, the east and the west, the above and the below, and the single point. Feel the longing for the meeting, the longing for the union of heaven and earth. Of the eagle and the sow. Feel the longing for the lost child. Feel the longing for the loss of innocence. For the loss of light. We cry out from the depths of the heart. We stand with Gwydion, all art laid aside, all artifice surrendered. Standing in the place of love and longing. Standing in the place of the broken heart. Tuchama, come to me. caveat, come to me. Feel a descent of the eagle who is alive and dead, who is Cly, who is Christ, who is the living light, who is the servant of the mother, who is the bear and the child. Receive the living one. In your form, deeper in your essence, for you are the living chalice, you are the living stone, you are the living tree. Let the marriage be made in your flesh. Feel within you that fusion, that union, that coming together of mystery. And be aware that sitting beside you or with you or even on your lap is a small white dog with red ears. You are gifted a hound of our own, who is a guide into the labyrinthine mysteries of the bards, who sniffs out the way. Sit for a little while with the hound who has come to you. Discover her or him. And let them discover you. Sit with the hound while I read you some portions of the fourth branch of the Mabinogion. Keep your eyes closed, be with the hound. Do not try and understand. Math, son of Mathonwy, was lord over Gwynedd, and Pryderi, son of Pwyll, was lord over 21 cantrefs in the south.